Yeah, I want you guys to try to hide these memory verses in your heart. I want you guys to continue to try to do them. But let's pray, and then we'll get into today's lesson, okay? All right. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for just allowing us all to come together and fellowship and just to be able to get in your word, God. Thank you for just the beautiful week that we had. God, I pray that you bless this time that we all have together, that we're all attentive and we have open ears and are just willing to listen to what has to be said today. I pray over the main service and then the rest of the week that we all are about to go out and have, that we all just stay safe and just we continue to just do everything that we can to honor and glorify you. We just ask this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, what do you guys think of this week's game? I mean, besides Summer being disappointed about it, there was a lot of decisions, though, right? Yeah, we don't worry about that. All right, we had a lot of decisions were in that game. You had to choose whether or not you wanted the gift that you got. Oliver, do not eat that entire box right now. Don't. Okay. Whether you wanted that gift, whether you wanted to take somebody else's gift, there's lots of decisions. That's what we're going to be focused on today is decisions. This is the last topic in our Be the Change series, so this will be our first series that we've completed as a whole. My hope after this series is that you guys would be equipped with some biblical knowledge, like stepping stones that you guys can use as you guys are like navigating the season of life that you guys are in. So far we went over our emotions and how, if we don't let our emotions rule us, that we, rule our emotions and then that we, you know, God can help us to be, control them. We learned about our independence and how our independence doesn't look like how we think it, will look. And then our friends, you know, the friends that we choose, how we should choose godly friends and the friends that we need to make. If you haven't, like I said today, if you haven't figured out by now, we're going to be talking about decisions. Over the course of the next several years, you guys are going to be faced with tons of decisions. You're going to be faced with friends, choosing friends, classes. A lot of that you are going to, you might have already had to, or you're going to have to choose classes. You know, whether you want to be in advanced science or advanced math, you know. The types of art classes that you're going to take. Some of you have options for sports in school, for band in school. Eventually you might have to choose whether or not if you have to buy your own car, what kind of car you're going to have. And then you have to start thinking about the future, jobs, places you're going to go after school. All of these, there's going to be a million other small decisions you're going to have to make along the way. But these are all kind of like some big ones that are going to have a lot of bearing on your life. The decisions that we make now can and will impact our futures, especially if we make poor ones. So it's important that we're doing the best that we can to make the right decisions and not to make decisions too hastily. So what is a good decision and how should we go about making it? Like, what is your guys' decision-making process right now? When you're deciding on something, what do you do?
Think about like the options, like what's gonna happen if I choose what.
Yeah. What do you
think of the pros and cons?
Pros and cons of it. That's good. Gabe, what do you got?
I do. If my parents were here, would they approve of it? If God was looking down at me at this moment, would He approve? And is it the right thing to do?
Yeah. What do you got, Kim?
Not that I just follow the crowd, and it's not everything, but normally it's something like an activity at school or if my friends do it, I'll probably choose it.
So what your friends are doing, you know?
Football and stuff, I choose that.
Yeah, like where your friends are going to go. You want to be around them. You want to surround yourself by them, yeah. So, like in the Christian way, like the what would be the right way? That's what we're going to be looking at today. What would be the right way to go about making a decision? The main thing that I want you guys to take away from today's lessons is that we need to lean on God in our decision-making process, and if we do that, we will have peace with the decisions that we make. Whether the outcome is what we think it will be or needs to be or not, as long as we're consulting God and we're going to Him first when we're in that process, you're going to have peace of mind with the outcome that you have. So let's open up our Bibles today. If you don't have one, get it. We're going to be in Proverbs real quick.
Grab one from the basket, please.
And let's see what God's Word tells us about decisions. Middle of the Bible, Psalms, Proverbs. or Proverbs 3. When you get there, shoot your hand up in the air for me. Proverbs 3.
Proverbs.
You want to read it? Come on. No? Neither one of you?
Proverbs
3. Oliver. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6.
In the Church Bible, it's page 886.
All right. He's reading. Okay, we're there. Sorry. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding, and in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Now, when we are making decisions, we should be consulting God's word. We should be reading our Bible. If you're unsure of the direction you're going, if you don't know something, like you said you consult your friends. Gabe says whether or not his parents would approve of it. Pros and cons is what Bailey says she weighs, If you don't know something, maybe it's a person that you're choosing to hang out with, you should be seeking God's wisdom. We should be going to our Bible and we should be reading it and seeing what God's Word says, about decisions. Like, there's the commandments that tells us, things that we should not do, thou shalt not steal, It'll help you make some basic decisions, there are decisions that we make sometimes that almost instantly, as soon as you make the decision, you just know it's not the right one. There's a decision that you're trying to make and you're completely torn on it. You don't know whether, you should join band or you shouldn't. I know a lot of kids sometimes were faced with, should they even do band, the ones that are in the high school level, because band does their summer activity during camp. For somebody that really wants to do band, you could find yourself torn. And sometimes you're in a situation you just don't really know what to do, where we truly don't know what we should join because we don't have a complete understanding of the outcome of the decision. I can say for most of you guys, there are going to be decisions that you're faced with where you're going to find yourself in a situation and you're going to have to make a decision and you're not going to know what to do just because you don't have the knowledge of that situation. An example I can think of, that came directly to me was picking classes. You guys are gonna go from junior high into high school and you're gonna have to decide what classes you wanna take. Advanced science or whatever. Well, those classes that you take in high school, some of you it'll allot you the opportunity to be able to graduate early, but also, if you take advanced or college level classes in high school, that'll knock some time off of your college. Well, when you're at your guys' age and as a freshman in college or high school, you're not thinking about when I graduate high school. You're not thinking about when I get to college. Heck, you might even be thinking about college altogether. So you truly don't know what you should be doing in that time. Look at James. We're going to turn to James 1, verse 5. Towards the back, buddy. Backwards. Almost all the way back. A few books from the end.
James and the Giant.
Hebrews, James, Peter. James chapter 1, verse 5.
God's there.
But wait, let's let some other people get there.
James 1:5.
Yep, James 1:5. Jake is going to read it for us. Read it nice and loud, sweetie.
Okay. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberty, liberally.
Yep.
And upbraideth.
You're right, upbraideth.
And it shall be given to
him. Yeah. So if you lack any wisdom, if you don't know what you're supposed to be doing, you don't know the decision that you're... you don't know the outcome of the decision you're going to make. It's a big decision. You truly just don't know. Like I said earlier, we should be seeking God. We should be going to God's Word and asking Him. It says, let him ask of God, the God that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. We need to not be leaning on our own understanding. Sometimes we don't know everything that we need to know about a situation, and we truly need to be getting into our Word and seeking what God says about that. The devil knows like your heart's desires, like we've talked about before, he knows what your heart wants or your body wants, and he's going to use that to direct your path. He's going to try to direct your path through using your emotions and your heart and what you want to get you to go where you need to go and force you to make the wrong decisions. So if we lack knowledge in a particular situation, we just need to seek God's guidance. But it's more than just reading the Word. So you have a decision coming up. You're reading your Bible. What else should we be doing? You know, if we're not finding it in the Word, then if you're making a decision, you should be praying about it. Not only should we be seeking God's Word, but we should be praying about the decision we need to make. Prayer is like an open line of communication between you and God. When you're praying and you're lifting up the problem or the decision that you have coming up and you're lifting it up to God, He's there to help you. He's not on the other end of the phone saying, you know, hey, you know, choose AP science. That's what you should be doing. But he is listening and he will give you the answers. And like I said, he's not always going to answer right away. But if you're praying and you're actively lifting the situation or the decision up to him, God will answer you. We got to be careful though, like, cause a lot of us, we expect an answer. We expect an answer. We want instant gratification. And, like I said, God doesn't always answer right away. So if you feel like God is telling you to do something and you feel like that something, it directly contradicts what you're reading in the Bible, then there's a good chance that, that's us allowing our emotions to get in the way. That's, or the devil is trying to contort your thoughts and trying to get you to do something that you shouldn't be doing. Like an example I can think of that I was thinking of is like me as a boy, I guess. You know, some of you guys are probably like, you really want to buy a new game. You really want to get, you know, Black Ops 7 is about to come out. Like they just released it. You want to get Black Ops 7 so bad. But you've been earning some money and you know that you need to save that money because in a few months there's a youth event. Oliver, can you not get in that, please? There's a youth event coming up and you know you want to attend it. Say we're going to, you know, everybody's going to Branson in the youth group. This is an example. And you want to go and you know, like, hey, if I really spend my money on this game right now, I might not be able to go on this youth event down the road. Your gut is telling that you need this game. It'll bring you so much joy in that moment. But your heart knows that this youth event is something that you need to be at. Maybe that youth event is something that'll help, you know, you've been hanging out with the wrong crowd and this youth event is what's going to keep you guys going in the right direction, keep you walking, you know, a godly path. You need to just rekindle your relationship with God, like we do at camp and stuff. The point I'm getting at is sometimes our wants try to get in the way of what God is trying to tell us. So if you're reading and you're praying intentionally and you're listening to the best of your ability to what God is trying, I truly believe that God's going to show you what you need to do, what needs to be done, what's best for you. But what do we do? What do we do when we're reading our Bible? We're in the Word every day. We're praying about something. You know, you have a big decision coming up, and you're reading your Bible and you're praying, and you're still not getting. You still don't have an answer. You're still uncertain of what needs to happen. What's going on? Well, we should be seeking the help of godly counsel. Let's turn to Proverbs 11, verse 14. The Proverbs of the day. It was fitting for what we're going to be talking about today. And this Proverbs 11.
And then the 12.
That was, yeah, okay. I was doing this yesterday, though. Okay. Proverbs 11, verse 14. Lainey, you want to read it? Where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. It is not a bad thing to ask for someone's opinion on a decision that you have to make. As long as you know, like, that person is a sound person, you know, they're somebody at church, you know. If I have a big decision I want to make, a person I can think of is Pastor Brian. I would go to Pastor Brian and be like, hey, listen, there's something coming on up in my life. I need to make a decision. You know, I've been praying, I've been in the Word, but I'm still torn. I don't know, you know, whether I should be moving here or if I should be staying put. I don't know what God's calling me to do. You guys are blessed that you go to a church where there is a multitude. We go to a church where there's a multitude of counselors, like it says in this verse. People willing to help and direct you on the next steps in your decision-making process. We're all blessed with that. But you also need to not get this confused. Because oftentimes it's easier for you to just skip out on reading your Bible and skip out on praying and just go to somebody else and then seek their opinion on a decision that's coming up, something that you guys are trying to decide on. Or a friend, you're like, you know, like you said, you follow your friends. You're like, you've been, instead of praying about and asking God, you know, hey, should I be playing football this year or should I really be investing in whatever, FFA. You know, I feel like I really want to do FFA, but all my friends are doing football. You know, let me go ask my buddy. You got to be careful. I know. I'm just trying to use examples that I can think of. Future Farmers of America. Let's not get off topic. We don't have a lot of time, okay? So, oftentimes we go to others and seek their thoughts, their opinions, before actually doing what we need to do, which is getting into the Word and praying about it. That's not right. We shouldn't be doing that. We also have to remember that when we decide to ask others for help, people fail. People aren't perfect. People have their own opinions of things that you should be doing. So while it is good to seek, you know, godly counsel or other people's, you know, if you want to do something and you ask your parents, you know, we're not perfect. We do make the wrong decisions sometimes. We do make mistakes sometimes. So the only way to truly have peace in the decisions that we're making, like we talked about earlier, is to seek God. To make sure that we're doing the things that we talked about here. We gotta go to the Word, we gotta go to God in prayer, and then, you know, when those two things haven't answered our decision or helped us, then we need to seek godly counsel. So what do you do when you've done all of these, like, what do you do when you've let your emotions get in the way? You've already made a bad decision. Like, what happens then? We've already messed up. We've already, you know, I decided to play football, now I'm regretting my decision. You know, or something worse happens. You hurt somebody. Your decision that you made affects your family. You know, like, I decided to play football, and now my family's all mad because they're having to drive me everywhere. Or I'm playing band and we're doing this. And so, first off, you just need to understand that we all, every single one of us, makes poor decisions. It's part of life. Even as an adult, you know, I do things sometimes that my family might not agree with, or that, you know, I have to pay for down the road. And when it's important that we know that when we make these decisions, the first thing that we need to do is we need to admit, you know, fess up. Like, hey, I made a mistake, you know, I'm sorry, you know, you all wanted to go eat at Jack Stack, but I really wanted hibachi, and this place is just not good. And I'm sorry, you know. But it's important that we need to admit that we made a mistake. We need to fess up to it. We not need to not let our pride get in the way. You know, the Bible tells us that if we confess our sins to God, that He's going to forgive us. John 1:9. Most of you should know this, I would think. If not, you have heard it. 1 John 1:9.
Wait, what's it start with?
1 John 1:9.
If we confess
our sins.
Do you know it?
I don't know.
1 John 1:9. Bailey, read it. Oh, you gave me a premature hand. Autumn. Sorry, sweetie. It's all right.
I got 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Like I said earlier, when we confess, when you are bold enough to admit that you made a mistake and admit that you did something wrong, God will forgive you. He's not going to sit there and just hound you on on something. So, but sometimes our decisions, they have consequences. They have effects on those around us. Like I said, they affect your family. And you can't really move on from the mistake that you've made. It's going to linger. It's going to keep bothering you if you don't meet it head on. If you don't go to the person that it affected or the group that it affected and admit your wrongdoing. So Whether the people that you affect are your parents, your friends, teachers, law enforcement, whatever it may be, if you made a mistake, you made a poor decision, and it affects somebody around you, you have to go to them and you have to confess your sins to them. What, Bailey? What time is it?
7:09.
We're good. Okay. So an example that I can think of is like you took something from somebody. It's only right that you return it to them, right?
Totally.
Yeah. Well, what if you took something from a store and you can't return it? Maybe you got to go to the store and pay them. You know, hey, you know, I took this. I'm sorry. I've been feeling guilty. Here's the money. And, you know, sometimes maybe they're like, I can't take the money back. You're just going to have to live with it. You have to do what you can to make it right. More often than not, you're going to find out in life that when you do something that wrongs somebody, like for me, for instance, I always tell my guys, I would rather know if we tear up something on a customer's yard before the customer calls me and tells me. Most every time that something happens, we hit a fence post, we bump into something, we knock a retaining wall a couple blocks over, we hit a tree, whatever. More often than not, if you go to the customer and you tell them, hey, I messed up, They're gracious. They're kind. They're like, hey, it's all right. You know, I understand. Accidents happen. Try to be more careful next time. You're going to see that in most instances in life, if you're willing to go to somebody and tell them that you did something wrong, they're going to have a soft heart and they're going to be like, you know, I guess what? It happens. I get it. What do you got? Real quick.
Didn't Lucas ram into the trailer?
Yeah, we're not going to talk about it. Lastly, you've made amends, you admitted you're wrong to the people and the decisions that we've made that have affected them. Probably one of the hardest things that most all of us go through and that we do is we also need to forgive ourselves. When you make a mistake and, you know, you have admitted it out loud and you've made amends with people, a lot of times you'll hold on to something. You'll keep it inside. You're going to let it fester. You're going to let it bug you, and it's going to drag you down. It's going to affect people around you. When you make a mistake, we need to forgive ourselves. We can't. Oftentimes, we're the biggest critics of ourselves, and a lot of times, we just continue to beat ourselves up about it. So, like we said in the verse earlier, God's not constantly reminding us of what we did wrong. God is quick. Lincoln, don't do that again, buddy. God is quick to forgive us of what we did wrong. Bailey, Hebrews 8, verse 12, real quick. We are almost done, I promise.
Hebrews
8.
Hebrews James, verse
12. It's just a few chapters back, towards the back of the Bible.
Hebrews what?
Hebrews 8, verse 12. You're right.
I remember no more. I don't know how to say that.
Iniquities. Yep. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Like I said, God forgives us. He's not remembering what you did wrong. He forgives us of our, he's not reminding us of our sins. He's not beating us up over it constantly. He moves on from it pretty quick. As long as we're willing to admit, accept, and take responsibility for our actions. Like I said earlier at the beginning, the main thing I want you guys to take away from today is when we lead on God in our decision-making process, when we're going to the Word, Lincoln, sit up, please. When we're praying about stuff, when we're seeking godly counsel, you're going to have peace in the decisions that you make. You're going to know that you made the right decisions. You guys got a lot of things going on in our lives. There's a lot of decisions that are going to be coming up in the next several years. Building a strong foundation in the Word, you know, having a healthy prayer life, establishing a good group of godly friends is going to be so big to you guys the next several years. It's going to help you direct and guide your decision-making process and all of the things that you guys do over the next several years. So that's it. That's what's beyond decisions. Next week, we're going to be getting into something totally different, and then we're going to go from there. So, let's pray. Who wants to pray us out?
Dave, you prayed over there, right?
You did pray over there. Oliver, dude, appreciate it.